Your words of encouragement for April the 30th of 2024. My name is William T. Pearson. Great day. How do we renew our minds? Romans 12 and 2, NIV version says, "Do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." One pastor writes, "The way to upgrade your mind is to download scripture." Doctors of the National Institute of Mental Health did a study asking subjects to perform a simple task, finger tapping exercise. Subjects tapped, the doctors conducted an MRI to identify what part of the brain is being activated. Subjects practiced the finger tapping exercise daily for an entire month. At the end of the month, the brain scan was repeated. In each instance, it revealed an area of the brain involved in tasking has expanded. That simple task, finger tapping, literally recruited new nerve cells and new connections. When we read scripture, we are recruited one nerve cell and rewiring connections. In sense, we are downloading a new system that configures our mind. We stop thinking human thoughts and start thinking godly thoughts. Philippians 2 and 5 says, "Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus." How do we fulfill that command? Paul tells us how. Colossians 3 and 16 says, "Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing all another in psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs." Rather, though preaching, teaching, reading, or singing, our brains are rewired in the Word of God, and we develop the mind of Christ. We think His thoughts. As a result, we end up doing His will instead of being led by our own will. So keep renewing your mind in God's Word. What a powerful word today on this edition of Words of Encouragement podcast. My name is William T. Pearson. We just want to say good morning to all of you. We are live here at 12 minutes after 7 today on this April the 30th of 2024. And we're about to get ready to pause this and get ready to go live. Amen. Amen. Again, my name is William T. Pearson. God bless you.